The move comes after Secretary of State Brian Kemp announced last fall that budget cuts would force him to limit access of the archives to the public. That drew protests from archivists, historians, and amateur genealogists. As a result, Governor Deal pledged to keep the archives open. Deal spokesman Brian Robinson says the passage of this measure keeps that promise.
The archives building is already at Clayton State University, which is a Board of Regents facility. So having it there, making it part of that much larger system, provides us with efficiencies that will allow us to keep the doors open to archives. And that, at the end of the day, is what this is about.
Once the bill receives Deal's signature, it's scheduled to take effect on July 1st. Michelle Worth, WABE News.